Unit 15. The Birth of the Skyscraper. The first skyscraper was the 10-story home insurance building completed in Chicago in 1885. The first skyscraper was the 10-story home insurance building completed in Chicago in 1885. Before the mid-1800s, buildings utilized load-bearing masonry walls made out of brick or stone to support the weight of their upper floors. Before the mid-1800s, buildings utilized load-bearing masonry walls made out of brick or stone to support the weight of their upper floors. This imposed a relatively strict limit on building height. Anything taller than 6 stories would necessitate load-bearing walls so thick they would impede any use of the building's interior. This imposed a relatively strict limit on building height. Anything taller than 6 stories would necessitate load-bearing walls so thick they would impede any use of the building's interior. Steel weighed less, allowed for more flexibility, could support more weight, and was far less bulky than masonry walls. Steel weighed less, allowed for more flexibility, could support more weight, and was far less bulky than masonry walls. It was this manner of steel frame construction that made possible Chicago's home insurance building and the hundreds of much taller skyscrapers that followed it. It was this manner of steel frame construction that made possible Chicago's home insurance building and the hundreds of much taller skyscrapers that followed it. Of course, people also needed a method for reaching these towering structures. Of course, people also needed a method for reaching these towering structures. Steam-powered elevators had been in use for several years, but the public did not consider them safe, for if the cable that lifted and lowered the elevator broke, the compartment would plummet and crash at the ground floor. Steam-powered elevators had been in use for several years, but the public did not consider them safe, for if the cable that lifted and lowered the elevator broke, the compartment would plummet and crash at the ground floor. A man named Elisha Graves Otis addressed this concern with the invention of the Otis Safety Elevator, which featured a braking system that, if a cable broke and the elevator started to descend out of control, would halt the fall of the elevator box. A man named Elisha Graves Otis addressed this concern with the invention of the Otis Safety Elevator, which featured a braking system that, if a cable broke and the elevator started to descend out of control, would halt the fall of the elevator box. Once all of the components to make the construction of skyscrapers feasible were in place, they began to take over city skylines at a rapid pace. Once all of the components to make the construction of skyscrapers feasible were in place, they began to take over city skylines at a rapid pace. Throughout the world, the skyscraper serves to define cities and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Throughout the world, the skyscraper serves to define cities and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future.